This lecture is basically going to be an appendix to what we talked about last time. I just wanted to finish up some of the remaining issues related to frequency distributions and maybe cover a couple things a little bit more than I did last time in terms of a normal curve. So let's begin with picking up what the normal distribution looks like. This is a topic we will really cover a lot more in a couple more chapters, but I just want to kind of lay some groundwork for that right now. I want to make sure that we have clear what we're talking about when we refer to the tails of the distribution, because actually most of inferential statistics really deals with this concept of tails and the area that falls under the tails of the distribution. Often the normal distribution, but others as well. And then a little bit more about how we describe changes in the shape of the distribution, even though they might still be normal.